Good morning. Welcome to the Australian Early Finance Briefing for Tuesday, the 11th of August 2020. My name's Nick Hurley here in Melbourne. Starting with Australia's largest airline, their flag carrier Qantas. They announced the results of their share placement plan yesterday. It wasn't great. They aimed to raise $500 million. They only raised $72. There was only about 8,700 shareholders who took part in the offer. It was at $3.18 a share, which is a reasonable discount to the sort of $3.40 it was trading at yesterday. But yeah, that means only 5% of people took it up. The airline's facing a lot of headwinds, excuse the pun. There is the border closures that are widespread across Australia, forecast that international air travel won't sort of resume till at least June next year. So things aren't great. They have enough cash till allegedly to last them through to, I think, the end of next year. But yeah, not a good sign from the market there. Just as a disclosure, I do have a holding in Qantas. Now, moving to coronavirus, I've been quite a bull on a vaccine, but now Goldman Sachs has actually sort of come on board as well. They have actually removed the sort of the scenario of there being a failed vaccine, or i.e. no vaccine, in their economic forecasts going forward for next year. They point out that there's 160 vaccines under development, of which six are in this phase three, which is the large, you know, tens of thousands of people being trialed with it. And they say that they're, you know, at least one vaccine will be approved by the end of this year and will be widely distributed by the end of June next year. So they've incorporated that into their sort of baseline forecast. So they assume consumer services spending accelerates in the first half of next year as consumers resume activities that would otherwise they wouldn't have done if there was the virus. Now, interestingly, they mentioned that they expect this sort of the positive impacts of a vaccine to be really strong in the US for two reasons. Firstly, it is heavily impacted, so there's been, you know, a large number of infections there, and also that a lot of the vaccine developments, such as Moderna, has been carried out there. So, yeah, they see that sort of, you know, giving an outsized boost there. They mentioned that the vaccine will have some impacts on their growth forecasts, particularly in the sort of the consumer retail spending. They say that from the start of 2021, there will be, you know, a real boost to the high risk activities, and they expect that the effect of the vaccine is larger. If one is approved earlier, then if one's approved later, there'll be more what they sort of term scarring effects in the economy, businesses that won't be able to resume if this drags on for too long. So they, in terms of the actual rates they use, they assume that the rate of recovery for the most affected spending categories will be doubling, like 100% for the first half of next year, and it would be a 50% rebound rate in the moderately affected consumer spending categories. And because of this sort of bring forward of a rebound, it means the second half of next year will be a bit slower. Okay, moving back to Australia, AMP, the diversified financial services firm, which has been around in Australia for a very long time, hasn't had a particularly good period lately, and most notably in the last week, we've had depressed sort of updates, departures of key management, and recently a controversial appointment to a key management position. Now, people are starting to sort of talk that maybe the company's ripe for a private equity acquisition. So they have bloated costs, a depressed share price, management in disarray, and underperforming but potentially valuable operating businesses. Now, management have mentioned that their cost cutting is, you know, still in the plan, but because of the virus, they've sort of had to delay that. The most valuable part of the business, many people say, is the capital arm, AMP Capital. They generate about one third of the group's earnings. However, this year, because of largely the market performance being, very flat or negative, depending on sort of timing, there'll be a lack of performance fees that they would normally attract. So even their good business isn't doing as well. And some investors have estimated that this capital division alone would be worth about $5 billion, which is almost the same as the entire market cap of the whole business. So they also, this line of business has funds that are invested in unlisted assets such as infrastructure and property. So they think that it could be worth even more just because there's a real desire for money to pour into those sorts of businesses with those exposures. So yeah, basically, if you hold the company's stock, you almost get the rest of the business for free. Now, just as a disclosure, I do have a holding in AMP as well. Moving to the markets now, the US has opened up slightly. Their bias is more towards the small cap, with Nasdaq actually down. Now, Bloomberg is mentioning that the S&P is only 1% from its all-time high, and if you were to look at the price plus reinvestment, so the total return index, it is actually now at an all-time high. Here in Australia, we have the NAB business survey results for last month coming out, and that is your update for Tuesday. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is for investment professionals only and should not be relied upon by private investors. The podcast is provided for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The values of investments can go up or down, so you may get back less than you initially invest.